Com.
Welcome to this hour of America tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies in those flyover states getting ready to vote? Less than a month, I hope you'll be heading to the polls. Maybe you did some early voting. Good for you. Let's see if we get some high numbers. I'd like to see record-shattering numbers. Like the record that was just shattered in the Gallup poll when Mitt Romney surged ahead after the last debate, up 52 points, the biggest turn that they've seen in Gallup history. In the Pew poll that was just released, Romney 4 points in front of Obama. And as I said, this is where you put the pedal to the metal. This is it. This is the end of the trail for Obama or for Romney, because Romney just becomes insignificant, no more talk shows, none of that kind of stuff, and Obama would continue to be president should he win, or we see the big moving trucks pull up, the Obamas go back to Chicago, and the Romneys move in. If you remember in the last debate, one of the things that, of course, was so big, it was the economy, was the job situation. Mitt Romney on the stage talked about a woman in Ohio who had grabbed his arm and told him she'd been out of work, what, since May. And Obama talked about the teacher he met in Vegas who had students sitting on the floor and using 10-year-old textbooks. So that was weaved into their stories. Without a doubt, Romney won the last debate. Even now, Obama is joking about his performance in the debate, and Democrats have said it just wasn't a good day for the president. Next chance he gets is a week away, Tuesday the 16th. But in between, we have that vice presidential debate. So Mitt Romney is hammering down on the jobs situation and the economy, and here he sums it up as to why the president has not been effective.
He was given the opportunity in the debate to describe what he'd do to create jobs. And I didn't hear anything new. It was very clear he plans on 4 more years like the last 4 years. I don't think we can afford 4 more years like the last 4 years.
All right, so the jobs number was actually lower, if you know, going into the weekend. 7.8, that's the exact number that Obama had when he was sworn in January of 2009. But it's kind of smoke and mirror-ish because we all know so many people who have been out of work, who are looking for work, who are trying other things, whatever it might be. More than ever, certainly we know the numbers to be true because you can test them out in your own neighborhood. So that's how easy that is. And we see the fiscal cliff hanging over our backs, what's going to happen as we get ready for this crazy roller coaster ride come January. For goodness sake, folks, we're almost into November, so that's not very long from now. And there's no full-on answers for this one. Are the tax credits going to disappear, the Bush tax credits, which for some people, yeah, those couple thousand dollars, of course, any of us, matter. And what happens when you kick it in and you get a higher, you know, the payroll tax cut's gone, so any break there is gone. And when you get hit with higher taxes in general, it's interesting, traveling to Ireland and getting back, what most people there wanted to talk to me about was politics. They hated what was going on politically in their country, hated the euro, thought they were getting jobbed, and were watching what was happening with their tax rate, 42%, maybe jumping up to as high as 48%. So officially, at least anyway, almost 13 million people are unemployed. There are, of course, millions and millions of others unemployed. Gasoline prices have gone up high. They're to the numbers and beyond. When Obama first got into the White House in California, they're paying through the nose almost $5 for regular, and for premium, forget it, it's off the charts, especially in the city where you have to drive for most people to get to work. They don't have the luxury of being close. Coming up this hour, we'll talk a little bit more about that, weave in some of the conversation there. Also, Jerry Sandusky gets sentenced a little bit later. What's a fair sentence for a child molesting monster? To me, it has to be life. He's already 68 years old. if it were a mere couple of years, which would be doubtful on 45 counts. It would be jaw-dropping, unacceptable, and would infuriate many, many more people across the board. Two of his victims will actually face him in court and address him. One has a written address. Mike McQueary, the now former assistant coach of Penn State, who wandered into the showers and saw Sandusky with a boy, reported it to Joe Paterno. Nothing was done. Is filing a whistleblower lawsuit for everything that's happened to him in the wake of the Sandusky story. Yeah, absolutely crazy, because he's getting death threats right and left. It's made it pretty impossible for him to do much of anything, although it's not shocking since people were outraged, as I was, that he didn't do more, or the university certainly didn't heed what he was saying, and they did nothing with it. How do you do that? Excuse me, I'm upset, I'm choking on my words, I love the coach, but I saw him raping a 10-year-old boy, having sex with a 10-year-old boy. Okay, well, thank you very much for telling me. We'll do something about it. Wow. Penn State, don't shed any tears for Penn State. Even if you're an alum, they're getting what they deserve with the sanctions and everything else and the money they have to pay, because they brought it on themselves by not handling him the second it happened, not letting it get out of control. So anyway, Jerry Sandusky speaks out of a prison where he is right now and talks about his innocence. We'll let you hear a little bit of Sandusky, but officially getting the sentencing on Tuesday later in the day, and with the victims actually facing him, which I think is a terrific thing. A couple of you sent me emails about meningitis and how concerned was I about it. Well, 8 more people are dead, 100 more people are sick. They're talking about what was the product that everybody took, what could it be that has this meningitis outbreak going on that has spread to not just one area, but a couple of different areas. So we're talking about a specific product that's making that happen. It's been linked to contaminated steroids used for back pain, sold by the Framingham, Massachusetts-based company that is the New England Compounding Pharmacy. So they're recalling all of that. That's a good thing. Less chance of anything happening, because the states that are showing up in Tennessee, Virginia, Florida, North Carolina, Maryland, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, and Tennessee, they've all reported cases of at least 45 cases, followed by Michigan with 21 and Virginia with 23. So that is a crisis. That is a crisis. They're posting all kinds of stuff online so you can look at the steroids and make sure it's the right one. But pretty scary when you think of what it has to do to show up. Fungal contamination in an unopened steroid vial at the pharmacy. And they don't know the exact, they can't pinpoint it exactly, which is always the tough thing for the CDC to do. But at least we know that it's hanging around out there, and to avoid, I think, just avoid that product, right? All right, coming up next on America Tonight, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to let you hear what Jerry Sandusky had to say from a prison cell. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A dungeon moment. I saw a lot of dungeons when I was in Ireland because I saw a lot of castles, so I saw the dungeon areas. Made me think, boy, there's a few people I'd like to throw in the dungeon. And this one will surprise you. A little bit of a curveball that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But before we get there, we're going to talk about Sandusky and let you hear his statement in a second. But a reminder is I got a note from June who said, Kate, what's going on with the other elections? Well, 11 states are picking governors. You have 10, well, you have 33 Senate races, but 10 big ones where there could be some changes. And in the House, of course, every seat is up. I don't know that we're going to see big flip-flops there, and a few maybe, but there are big Senate races like Missouri, Claire McCaskill, the Democrat, going up against Todd Akin, who was hammered on his statements about legitimate rape, just got a big endorsement from the NRA, and he is neck and neck with McCaskill. He was blowing her out in the early polls by like double digits, and now they're neck and neck, so that's still a possibility for him to snap up that seat. In Massachusetts, you have Scott Brown, the Republican, facing Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat, and she's got a little bit of buzz. She ran TARP, remember that whole thing, the stimulus deal. But she has a pocket of popularity there, and they're pretty neck and neck. That's a tough one to call. It's certainly not the only one. So we'll see if the congressman becomes the senator in Missouri and whether Scott Brown hangs on or Elizabeth Warren ends up there. But those numbers are significant with the Senate, because if the Senate is changed a little bit, three different seats here or there, then the numbers would go the Republican way versus the Democrat control, which there is now. So the Democrats, though, could pull off a couple of upsets of their own. Arizona's an iffy place. You have Maine in play. You have an independent former governor there that is could go in either direction. But, you know, whether or not Angus King wins it, or whether the Republican Secretary of State, a guy named Charlie Summers, gets it, he's definitely on the hit list there. So that can really slide in either direction. In Virginia, what's interesting is the Democrat Tim Kaine, who has an 8-point lead over the former Senator George Allen. There, it was, you know, they were trying to pretty much paint the picture of Kaine and Obama hooked up together, but the polls are showing that the president may carry Virginia. That's one of those swing states. So there's some things to look for that could change. Wisconsin's in play. Nevada's in play. How about in Connecticut? A lot of you are listening to us in the great state of Connecticut, one of my favorite places to go. And Linda McMahon is much different, much stronger than she was a couple of years ago. She's pretty tight. She's in a close race with Chris Murphy, the Democrat. So even though there's mostly a Democratic sway in Connecticut, it's like New Jersey, it doesn't mean that she's out. She's hanging in there, and that one could flip too. So interesting times, without a doubt. Jerry Sandusky will be confronted by two people that he molested. Remember, he was convicted on 45 counts. One will be a letter that's read through a prosecutor, and then he's supposed to have a 10-minute statement. He had some statements earlier in the day talking about his innocence and not enough time to actually go through a process where he could fairly defend himself. It's a couple of minutes, but I wanted you to hear it. Here's what he said from a jail cell today.
Regardless of the outcome, I'm responding to the worst loss of my life. First, I looked at myself. Over and over, I asked why. Why didn't we have a fair opportunity to prepare for trial? Why have so many people suffered as a result of false allegations? What's the purpose? Maybe it will help others. Some vulnerable children who could be abused might not be as a result of all the publicity. That would be nice, but I'm not sure about it. I would cherish the opportunity to become a candle for others, as they have been a light for me. They can take away my life. They can make me out as a monster. They can treat me as a monster, but they can't take away my heart. In my heart, I know I did not do these alleged disgusting acts. My wife has been my only sex partner, and that was after marriage. Our love continues. A young man who is dramatic, a veteran accuser, and always sought attention, started everything. He was joined by a well-orchestrated effort of the media, investigators, the system, Penn State, psychologists, civil attorneys, and other accusers. They won. I've wondered what they really won. Attention, financial gain, prestige will all be temporary. Before you blame me, as others have, look at everything and everybody. Look at the preparation for the trial and the trial. Compare it to others. Think about what happened, why, and who made it happen. Evaluate the accusers and their families. Realize they didn't come out of isolation. The accusers were products of many more people and experiences than me. Look at their confidants and their honesty. Think about how easy it was for them to turn on me, given the information, attention, and potential perks. I never labeled or put down them or their families. I tried and I cared, then asked for the same. Please realize all came to the second mile because of issues. Some of those may remain. We will continue to fight. We didn't lose to proven facts, evidence, accurate locations, and times. Anything can be said. We lost to speculation and stories that were influenced by people who wanted to convict me. We must fight unfairness, inconsistency, and dishonesty. People need to be portrayed for who they really are. We've not been complainers. When we couldn't have kids, we adopted. When we didn't have time to prepare for a trial, we still gave it our best. We will fight for another chance. We have given many second chances, and now we'll ask for one. It will take more than our effort. Justice will have to be more than just a word. Fairness be more than just a dream. It will take others. Somebody apolitical with the courage to listen, to think about the unfairness, to have the guts to stand up and take the road less traveled. I ask for the strength to handle everything and the willingness to surrender only to God, regardless of the outcome.
Wow. Regardless of the outcome, the way that he talks sounds as though he was set up and, geez, and how come, you know, look at his family. They didn't complain. They adopted when they couldn't have children and whatnot. If you knew nothing about the story, what would you think just listening to his words? Without a doubt, he has deluded himself. I cannot imagine that all of these people made up all these stories, but especially of the hard fact that Mike McQuarrie saw what he saw, reported it. This is not a made-up fantasy, and there was a reason why easily he was nailed with 45 counts, and who knows who else is floating around out there. The bottom line is I think they throw the book at him. I think he gets life in prison. However, you know, somebody said to me, well, what about capital punishment? Wouldn't that really be the road to go? Look at what he did. There's never been capital punishment for a flat-out sexual misconduct or sexual abuse or any of that kind of stuff. So that's not happening. There's no chance of that. However, life in prison is a possibility. Is that too harsh? I was pummeled by a few emails. As many of you sent an email saying that you want to see him get the maximum, that it's wrong, what happened to those boys at 10 years old, how your trust is just shattered, and how can somebody in that role shatter that trust, and ultimately how could he ever be trusted again? But they just allowed that to continue, and many of you absolutely agree with that. However, I did get a few people who sent me notes about redemption and how he could be a contributing member of society. I was like, whoa, I just can't go there. He had 68 years, and he had the power to be the stand-up guy. And if he knew he had this sick predilection, then you don't put yourself in that situation. He was looking, he was preying upon kids, and he started a foundation, making it worse. So many people with good names attached to that, raising money for it, and now that goes down the drain anyway. But also, he was using that as a way to lure kids in. Without a doubt, the prosecution proved its case. Now he gets his day in court for sentencing, and some of his accusers get a chance to face him, which I think will be a healthy situation for them, help them get over that hump and get to the other side. All right, we're going to the other side next. We got a dungeon moment.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Applause ready there. That's the warm-up crowd in Minneapolis. Before we go to the dungeon, just get those guys ready. I know that Matt has to prime them with Red Bull or some of the caffeinated beverages we have to offer at the mothership at GCN, always with the stock refrigerator, so I'm sure there's lots to choose from, and we got to get them up and amped, because I have to give a shout-out to America Tonight's webman. That would be Rob Kowald, Robbie K., getting it done and getting those pictures from Ireland up on the site. You want to see? That's right. He had to wade through the moat, just like anyone else who touches the castle, and got some of the pictures up, a handful of really good pictures, shots of Belfast, me signing the peace wall, and one of the castles, the Blarney Castle, where the Blarney Stone is. What people don't tell you about the Blarney Stone is you have to climb way up to the top of the castle, and then it's not like you lean over a rock and kiss it. No, you have to slide down on your back, and you feel like you're going to fly off the top of the castle while a man holds you in place so that you can actually get there and do it, and you hold the bars. It's very crazy. I had no idea about that. However, we do have a dungeon moment coming up. I did see the dungeons in some of these castles, and they were really creepy places. places where you don't want to be. One of them, you couldn't even stand up in it. You want to talk about claustrophobia. So the dungeon is reserved this time around for Major League Baseball. Check this out. The Nationals have not been in the playoffs in 79 years. It's the first time they've had playoff baseball in the D.C. area since 1933. So the series is tied at one apiece after Washington was shellacked by St. Louis 12-4. And here's the key. The game, the Wednesday game, first of all, 1 o'clock start. 1 o'clock. Who's getting to this game, 1 o'clock start, in Washington? You want to talk about traffic and problems, but that's not even why I'm putting Major League Baseball in the dungeon. They're going to put the game exclusively on MLB, on their network. So, Nat fans are furious. They might not have a package that covers that. They might not have the subscriber. I mean, right now, that the channel has 70 million subscribers. That's it for MLB. And it's on cable and satellite systems and whatnot. But if you're, for the casual people, they're going to realize, oh my gosh, I don't have the right package. I don't have it. For a lot of those D.C. Metro people, they don't have what they call the premier package. So they're stuck. You know, they're stuck. What are they going to do? They're not going to be able to watch. And I understand that a lot of people are calling up and trying to get it frantically. What a bummer. Major League Baseball, boo-hoo to you. I think this is totally wrong. 1 o'clock game, no way to, I mean, people are still going to have to, well, first of all, people are going to have to alter their work schedules. They're going to have to figure out what they're going to do because this was a Monday announcement. That's when they announced it. So there wasn't a lot of time to figure out, oh, 1 o'clock game. And then you can't even watch it on the tube. Idiots, Major League Baseball. So for that, I'm going to have to shove them in the dungeon, all of them, starting with anyone at the network who thought it was fair to throw this on the fans' back. Can we open that dungeon, Matt Johnson?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Oh, yeah. So how about that? Baltimore has playoff baseball, and so does Washington's metro area. Matt, what do you think about that? A 1 o'clock start, and they just heaved it on them on Monday? Bummer.
Yeah, and this is just another misstep, I think, in this whole, I mean, playoff scenario that Bud Selig has done. The whole way they contracted the home field advantage this year was completely ridiculous, and I don't even think half the people are aware that the teams that are hosted the first two games are actually the lower-seeded teams.
Which yeah, how crazy
no
is that?
Sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Congratulations
yeah,
here.
So Oakland, if you look at the Oakland A's, they have home field advantage in the playoffs because they won that 18-game comeback from Texas Rangers, won the American League West, and their gift is to fly across the country and play a bunch of early day games in Oakland. They couldn't even give them a night game. And then they lost both those games. So now they have to basically win the next three games at home just to make it to the next round. So they're already down 0-2 heading to their first home game. They may only get one home game, and they had home field advantage.
Yeah, stupid. Again, idiotic. What are you trying to do, chase away fans? I thought the idea was to keep fans interested in the great game.
It seems to me like this is what Bud Selig does. He has one great idea, like adding another wild card team, and then because he had one great idea, makes three horrible ideas that go along with it, like throwing playoff games on the Major League, on the MLB network, having, you know, day game starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in a city like D.C. Or another thing that I don't understand is Houston is moving to the National League next year. Or not from the National League, to the American League. Which
makes no sense, especially since you have the Rangers in Texas. And I mean, just they've always been in the National League. They're a National League team. That doesn't make any sense to upset the numbers there. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, boo-hoo. What are they trying to do? you're trying to compete. You're trying to get people to watch the game when they're watching wrestling, watching the wrestling thing, and watching you know, every other sport, especially kids. What makes them excited are X kind of games and other thrill sports, not so much baseball. It's hard to get them interested in baseball, so he's killing the beast one step at a time. You know, that whole idea that you go with your dad to the game and how cool is that, and you get to cheer on the team, especially in Washington, where they have not had that opportunity. So he kills it. He kills it. Makes absolutely no sense to me. That's why it was the dungeon moment for us. We're going to bounce back to politics coming up in our next segment. Or actually, no, we'll wrap up here with a little bit of politics, since there's some numbers that are baseball-esque that we'll talk about. And then we've got We Can Count, because there's some different kinds of numbers. That's coming up in our last segment. So check this out. The Pew poll, Romney up 4 points for the biggest lead ever. And same thing in Gallup, incredible Gallup numbers too. But the 4 points has to be off the back of the debate, because people are still talking about the debate. He's getting some good bounce out of that, which probably leads to more confidence for the second time around with the foreign affairs debate. That's next Tuesday, the 16th. He's got a 4-point national lead over Obama among likely voters. It's the first time that the governor, the former Massachusetts governor, has ever led by that much in any of the surveys, especially Pew. And they show that he's got that 49% to 45% edge. Just a poll, but what does that mean for some of those swing states? Looks like Obama still has the edge in Virginia, but what about Ohio? What happens in Florida? What happens in Pennsylvania? Some of the states that are chunky with electoral votes are kind of leaning, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, in the direction of Mitt Romney. So it is a little bit of a surge. Does it hang around, or does it go away? Here today, gone tomorrow, on to the next debate next week, and then there's a third debate, and then before you know it, boom, we're all going to be voting on November 6th. So, red and blue, where's the red and where's the blue, and what's going to, you know, ultimately, what's going to happen is tracking this has been interesting, because Amazon came up with a very cool map, and check it out, I happened to read this the other day. So, in an effort to make it more interesting to all of us, they have red and blue books that Americans are reading, right? So, that would be books with negative views of Barack Obama and positive views. So, Amazon's heat map, they're calling it, would provide a way just to follow what the conversation is across the country. Red versus blue in the past 30 days. And the red books about Obama were like, Obama's America, Unmaking the American Dream. I Am the Change, Barack Obama and the Crisis of Liberalism. Fool Me Twice, Obama's Shocking Plans for the Next 4 Years. That's Aaron Klein's book. Dinesh D'Souza, The Roots of Obama's Rage. Michelle Malkin has a book out, Culture of Corruption, Obama and His Team of Tax Cheats, Crooks, and Cronies. Richard Minter has a book called Leading from Behind, The Reluctant President and the Advisors Who Decide for Him. Wow. And David Limbaugh, who's been on the show to talk about it, has a book called The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic. War on the Republic. And then there's some other ones, too. Ed Klein, who's also been on the show, The Amateur Barack Obama in the White House, Total Recall, My Unbelievable True Story is the Schwarzenegger book, and that's moving in a different direction. But how about all those other books in between? Which is why the map is pretty interesting. All the red areas, you know, Texas, which normally is, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Illinois shows up red. Mississippi, Alabama, Ohio shows up red, but those are some key states, Ohio especially, and Wisconsin, we'll see. Hang with us. It's numbers next. We can count.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They did it all wrong at a wedding when the fisticuffs broke out. A wedding bra, a groom's relative arrested for assaulting a cop. I mean, come on, what are they thinking here? And this was in Society Hill, a very nice area, at the right there at the Sheraton. During the bra, the police used a taser to subdue the rowdiest person that was probably there. And he's been arrested. 26-year-old Matthew Sofka was held on charges including assault on police, inciting a riot, and reckless endangerment. However, the uncle of one of the brides, because there were two weddings that got entangled with each other, wedding parties at the Philly Hotel, and the uncle of one of the brides, Vincent Sanuta, suffered a heart attack and was pronounced dead at Jefferson Hospital. He was celebrating his birthday, his 57th. He wasn't involved in what was going on, but he was watching on the sidelines and getting a little bit disturbed by it. Who knows? So people were punching each other and just flat out hitting each other as hard as they could. And then clubbing each other was just completely out of hand. I mean, the melee, the nonsense, one of the sergeants had to be treated for concussion type of symptoms, and that's outrageous. So tempers flared, somehow the two weddings clashed, and the hotel felt like they had to release a statement even as a result of that. And their statement was, we continue to cooperate with the authorities, and as this is an ongoing police investigation, any questions should be directed to the local police department. Our sincerest condolences go out to the family for their loss. Oh, well. Terrible. So the last thing that this guy sees is this brawl at his niece's wedding. Mm. Last one. And you see the pictures, and they're young, and they're mid to late 20s. Wow. All right, here's another one for you because it is all about the numbers. That's the whole idea of we can count. Almost everything seems to have a numerical value in some way attached to it. I notice numbers now more than ever. And in looking at a couple of other numbers that I happen to spot during the day, because that's kind of how we roll with this one. This is a big one. Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman had been married for 30 years. That's a long time for married people, especially these days, how tough it is for people to seemingly stay together. It's like, fear or flight? Flight! So Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman, after all that time, decided to call it quits. They are getting divorced. Getting divorced. Think of how successful he's been as a producer and she's been as a producer. And that's too bad. They always seem like that couple, but you never know what goes on inside a marriage. If you found $221,000, would you return it? Or would it be free and clear and your conscience would be clear? A cab driver who found a laptop case stuffed with that kind of money in the back seat turned the money in to the owner. So the cab driver was Adam Woolmerin. He discovered the dough. He turned it into his company's security office. An hour later, he got a call asking him to return to the office. And the man in his 20s had won the cash at a casino, Wynn Casino. He had forgotten the bag on his way to the airport, and he thanked the cabbie for his honesty, and he handed over a $2,000 tip. A $2,000 tip, that's pretty nice. And good for him that he was so honest, because you can only imagine that might be a little difficult. But it was a good thing he did, because the guy went back, and he would have had to say, well, I was there, I was in the cab, and he must have found the money, and whatever. But he ended up being the hero for doing the returning thing. You look at the Houston Texans, and would you think they're a 5-0 team? Well, guess what? They are a 5-0 team after they beat the Jets on Monday Night Action. New York, on the other hand, is ridiculous. They're going in the completely opposite direction. But 5-0, pretty sweet for the Jets. They're pretty sweet, rather, for the Houston Texans. Maybe this could be their year to really cash it in, to move further through the playoffs. And who knows, so easy to prognosticate in the beginning of the season what happens if the teams drop off in mid-season to late season, which is, of course, what you need when you need those wins. You need to be able to count on them, and that's when they have to kick in. It's not so much in the early stages, although you can't continue to lose. If you were 0-5 or too far down the hole, there'd be a very tough, you have a tough time to try to turn it around. Meningitis linked to a steroid might have affected 13,000 people is the latest on that. And it's pretty bad because that is a huge number of people and some people are dying as a result of it. The numbers are so scary in St. Thomas Outpatient Neurosurgery Center in Nashville. They got 2,000 vials more than any other facility in the country, and we're talking about this potentially tainted steroid that people were getting. So much the chagrin of the CDC We have people that are sick in so many states across the board. And the key is always when these things break out, whether they, because steroid was sent to California and Connecticut and Florida and Georgia and Idaho and Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota. Always the concern is, where is it going next? Who is getting it next? Because we're going to try to stop it. We're going to try to do what we can to stop it. So 8 people are dead as a result of that. Whew. Dead. How about this plant that was built with $150 million in tax money not producing anything? Ooh, it's the wrong time to hear that kind of stuff. The taxpayer money, your money, my money, to make Volt batteries had to furlough workers. So more unemployed to put into the pot. There was a $650,000 square foot, $300 million state-of-the-art facility that was started, that was slated to produce 15,000 batteries a year and creating hundreds of new jobs. But only 200 workers are employed at the plant by the South Korean company Batteries for the Chevy's Volts that have been produced and made by an LG plant in South Korea. The factory was partially funded by a $150 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy, and LG got tax breaks from the local government, too. So they saved about $50 million in property taxes over 15 years and another $2.5 million annually in business taxes, which is huge. You can see why they did the deal. I mean, without a doubt, with those kind of numbers, of course they're going to do that. Mm. But now that you turn to what's going on with the economy and what can you fare, what can you afford to hold up and what can you shake loose? And there's a few shake loose things, I think, in that story. All right. And finally, we come to our last quick one here. And this one shows us that looking at numbers politically, we're seeing that the numbers shot up in Gallup for Mitt Romney. So Mitt Romney wins the debate by the biggest margin in recorded history. Biggest margin in recorded history. Huge. Heading into it, I think a lot of people thought Mitt Romney was going to win, but did they think a 52-point victory? That's ginormous, and that word is in the dictionary. 72% gave Romney the win. 20% said President Obama did the better job. Gallup reports the 52 points, the biggest. He can lay claim to that, that's for sure. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in.
Oh, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.